Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. Today I would like to talk about a video I posted in my stories, I reposted from Stephen Pressfield, someone I think who put words on things I was going through as I was starting my entrepreneur journey and my creative journey as well. And so I'm super grateful to him for having written The War of Art, because not enough people, I find, talk about it. Basically, his main theme is you're gonna experience resistance whenever you wanna start anything that's gonna make you better or upgrade, or that's gonna, for example, put you on a creative journey, or basically that's gonna make you face your shadows or make you work on yourself. And I think most people don't talk about it. Maybe not everybody experiences it, so they don't need to talk about it. But when I usually talk to other entrepreneurs and artists, they definitely go through through similar things. So he says that you need to create a routine. His last book is called Put Your Ass Where Your Heart Wants to Be. Because yeah, I agree that to a certain extent, we just need to do it. To do the things we want to do, our dream projects, or follow our dreams. And on the other hand, it's funny because when I posted that, and I will repost that thing, maybe I'll put it in the show notes so you guys know what I'm talking about. He says the bigger the dream, the bigger the resistance, the shadow is gonna be. And the more important it is to follow it and make it work, kind of. And I agree, but also the evening I posted it on my way home on my bicycle, I was like, do I actually really agree with that? And a friend then reached out to me and said, do you actually agree? And I was like, yeah, maybe not entirely, and I'll tell you why. And so we exchanged messages. Thank you, Rahel, for bringing this up, because now I'm doing this episode to share what I think about the topic. So on the one hand, yes, you need to create a routine and just sometimes sit down and write under your computer, or just do the things you're dreading doing or you're postponing. And on the other hand, being interested in the spiritual level, which he talks about as well. He talks about the muse and all those energies. But I think that if you are meant to do something, it will happen. Maybe it will take you a longer time if you're not forcing yourself to sit down or forcing your resistance. And this is what we talk about also in the podcast we did with Maria. It's episode 4 from season 3. She says that resistance is like your inner child. And think about how you want to talk to your inner child or to a child. Do you want to tell him to put his ass down on the chair and eat his vegetables? I mean, it depends which country you grew up in, right? I know, I'm sure that French people would totally do that. In fact, that's how I got raised. But if you believe in conscious parenting and all these things, maybe you will be more gentle. I don't have kids. I don't know how to raise kids, but I'm guessing that I would do my best to explain things to the child, why he needs to eat his veggies, why it's good for him. And maybe parents listening right now are like, oh my god, you have no idea. Yeah, I don't have an idea. But the point is that we want to talk to our inner child the way we would talk to a child, in a gentle way, in an understanding way, and go into this dialogue that will actually help us in the long run, probably, hopefully, to do those things or to understand why it's hard for us to do these things, why it's hard to publish a blog post or post an Insta story of yourself talking about the services you are offering. For me, it's like that. It took me, I think in general, it always takes me a little bit longer to do things. And my excuse is always, well, I was born 1 month too early, so I need a little bit more time than normal people. That's why I go into slow living, because that path makes sense. And that's why I think, yes, on the one hand, you have to put your ass where your heart wants to be, to quote Stephen Pressfield. But you also can be gentle with yourself and see, okay, but why am I having this resistance? Is this even what I'm supposed to be doing? Maybe one part of me wants to do that and another part knows, no, that's not for you. And this is how I've experienced things, starting having different ideas, starting some projects, dropping others. And maybe when you look at what your neighbor is doing, or other creatives or entrepreneurs or whatever you're into, you're gonna think that you're gonna have to do the same thing. But maybe that thing is working for them and not for you, or at a different pace. Or like I said, maybe you're supposed to be doing something totally different. And a video of Kyle Cease, and I keep quoting him because it really resonates what he says lately. It was a woman asking him, why can't I commit to anything? And he said, well, why do you have that limiting belief that you cannot, that you're judging yourself because you don't commit? But maybe, and he said, maybe your soul knows that this is not aligned, and so maybe you can start it, but then you don't follow through. And you could see that as an excuse of not sticking to something, but in the meantime, if it doesn't resonate with you anymore, if it resonated for some time and doesn't anymore, why should you force yourself to stick to it? And it was the first time I actually heard someone speak in this way, and it made sense to me. So if you are if you were to starting things and dropping them and you feel bad about it, I used to feel really guilty about doing this because I thought something was wrong with me. But if I really look at how I work and what I've done, I notice that I don't drop everything. I might pause for some time, or I might drop it and then make it happen in a different way, but it's not even true. But this society tells us, no, you have to, like, for example, our parents used to have the same job for years, decades. And our grandparents, their whole life, they had the same job. And I think, or from what I see, it doesn't work like that anymore. Which can be also creating a lot of anxiety or not feeling stable, because we don't know what to do with so much freedom, and it's okay. But basically, I'm going a little bit off topic now, but I just wanted to react to the video I posted because I don't totally agree with it. I do agree that to some extent you have to just do it sometimes, but I also think, and I've said that on other episodes, that it can feel easy. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to struggle behind your computer and be like, okay, now I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna edit this text. And I know what I'm talking about because I have experienced exactly that. So, for example, I was gonna say, zum Beispiel. For example, I've been wanting to change the text on my website for months. I mean, every few months I'm gonna want to change it, which is normal, I guess. We just talked about that. And I couldn't really find the words. I was working with a marketing expert. She was giving me great ideas and feedback, and I was feeling stuck. I was like, no, this doesn't feel right. What am I gonna write? I didn't know. And then one day I was probably coming out of a Theta healing session or some kind of coaching session, I don't know. And I felt really good, really aligned, connected to myself or something greater. I don't know yet how to call it exactly. And it doesn't matter. I sat down by the river and it was a beautiful sunny day, and I just had my journal and I wrote the whole text. And of course, later I had to edit it and it was not perfect, but it came so easily. And I think we can work in this way more than we think. And this is what I actually help people do in the coaching sessions, is to tap into this deeper relaxation, this where we can heal a bunch of things and rewrite certain things, or we can do many things to be in that state, and then to use that in our everyday life to make it easier, basically. Make it flow so we feel good, so it's easy to go through life and you get shit done without being super stressed about it, without being in this doer mode, in this, okay, it's Monday morning, and I'm sure if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to that, you've experienced that too, that you feel like Monday morning you have to really hustle because that's what everybody else does, and then you force yourself to be in front of the computer and it's in this I have to mode, and it does not necessarily work. It can work to a certain extent, of course, but I find the flow state much easier. I get much more done by being in that state, and I feel so much better. So this is what I would like to help you with as well. And if that sounds interesting for you, you can find more information on the website. I'd be very happy to hold the space for you. I wish you a great day wherever you are, whenever you're listening to that. Thank you so much for listening.